they're going to fail on this just the same as they did with marriage equality in 2012. We saw on marriage equality, Marylanders support equal treatment under the law for all. This is what is fair and what is right. And once again, the people of this state who continually stand up for equality when asked will choose love over fear. I think this is about fairness for all Marylanders. No one should be fired from their job or denied housing because of gender identity. And if this goes to referendum, voters are going to affirm these basic protections for their neighbors. And we have polling information that shows Maryland voters support this law by overwhelming majorities, 71%. And we anticipate that should they collect the signatures, we will win this one at the ballot box.
Opponents call this the bathroom bill, and I know you addressed this when this bill was debated in the House last month in a very impassioned way in displaying this. Are they perpetuating a stereotype?
Absolutely. It's incredibly frustrating to hear this bill get watered down to a conversation about fear over who might be in a bathroom. When you're talking about our transgender brothers and sisters who have had more discrimination heaped on them than probably, as much as any group of people in this country, there's a lot of fear and unknowing about the transgender community that has caused them discrimination in housing and public accommodations and credit and in employment. And that's what this bill is trying to get at. And what frustrated me during the debate on the floor that I had to stand up and push back on was that they were taking this down to a situation where the opponents of the bill were making it sound like women and children were going to be threatened in restrooms by people who don't have their best interest at heart and really who has suffered the most harm in restrooms are transgender people who have been beat up by people who are not yet capable of understanding the challenges that they're living with. And this bill changes all of that. And that's why Maryland's going to stand to make sure that it is affirmed. And we're going to continue to protect every Marylander equally under the law.
One of the things I kept hearing through the Question 6 debates, and I even heard it on the night, where the measure passed and marriage equality was upheld from the crowd, is that I shouldn't have to have my civil rights brought before voters and have voters approve whether I get my civil rights. I'm curious your reaction to that.
Well, it's always frustrating to have the rights of the minority be put to the test of the majority, and that's why we shouldn't be doing this. With marriage equality, standing on this side of victory, it was nice to have the voters of Maryland affirm the work of the General Assembly in such strong numbers and put the issue to rest. And I think that because we've already had a recent ballot initiative so clearly indicating the progressive nature of our state on issues of equality, that it would be a waste of time and resources and just stretching out a debate on an issue that we put to rest this session. Marylanders support fair treatment under the law. That's what we passed. And if necessary, we will protect it at the ballot box.